Brought to you by
American Leak Detection and Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks at Scenic Views.
Thank you, Creighton.
And now the star of Daveland, Dave.
Have to have a Dave.
Thank you. Well, I am back. I spent my week of summer dry dock in a place that I shall now name. I went to Massachusetts.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So we broke it up. We went to Boston, flew up on Saturday, had a day in Boston on Sunday.
Did you introduce your wife to our friend?
I did. I'll get there.
Oh, whoa.
Then Monday, rented a car and drove to Cape Cod.
Nice.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday in Cape Cod, and then Thursday traveled home, and then we had the long weekend to decompress.
Yes.
When we got back here. And so the genesis of the trip, one of our friends, our buddy Taylor Young,
yeah,
and his wife, her family has had a home, a cottage in Wellfleet since the 70s. Her grandmother bought it back in the 70s.
What's that? Is that in Boston or?
That's on Cape Cod.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So the idea was to meet them, and they go there pretty much every year, so they know the lay of the land. They can show us all of the hot spots. But we went up early because Marissa, my wife, wanted a do-over on Boston, because the last time that we went to Boston, she had pneumonia. Like, we had to take her to the hospital, like the Tufts University Hospital there in Boston, and she had to stay there overnight, and they had to give her antibiotics and stuff. And so she didn't get the full Boston experience the first time, and we did a little bit of the Freedom Trail. You know, I don't know if
the
you were...
The first time?
Yeah, the first time, and this time we wanted to do it all.
Yeah.
And we did not travel with teen daughter. She was doing camp stuff, but it was my wife and myself and baby Wells. And
he hadn't been on an airplane, has he?
No. He had gone to Vegas. We took him to a Raider game
boys
last
weekend.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a bachelor trip. And so this was his third and fourth flights, and he did great. Like, every time people sitting on the row with us, because he still qualifies as a lap child.
Yeah.
So there's always a rando on our row that when they see us rolling up with baby, they just, oh no.
God.
But for the most part, he is super well behaved on the plane, and everybody that sits next to us at the end of the flight is like, he is so good.
Does he sleep?
A little. Like, he basically, on the way back, he fell asleep when we were on descent. So he's...
Oh,
slept
no.
for the last 15 minutes of the flight. But when you're traveling with kid that young, you have a giant checked bag with all of their crap in it, and you have car seat, and you have stroller, and then you have your carry-on luggage. So
what a nightmare.
It's just juggling all of this crap. It's a lot to deal with. But
what's that drive like to Cape Cod?
It's two and a half hours.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And is it congested? Is everybody and their brother up there?
I'll get there in a second.
Okay.
So I want to touch on Boston really quick. We did the Freedom Trail, but this time we wanted to do it all, because last time we kind of stalled out like maybe 2/3 of the way. And the last bit, you have to cross the bridge into Charlestown. And that's where the USS Constitution is. And that's where Bunker Hill is. And we get to, like, as we're crossing the bridge, we're like, there's no way we're walking back. We're going to have to Uber back. And we get to the USS Constitution, and it was free. Like, we could have taken the stroller and gone on the deck of the ship, but we were like, yeah, we've seen it. That's fine.
Yeah.
And we found like a brew pub in between the Constitution and Bunker Hill, and just had snacks and beers for like 90 minutes in between, because we just needed to recharge our batteries a little bit.
For sure.
But it was great. We had a good time, and we did begin our day on Sunday with North Street Grill.
Now you're talking.
I
the morning of any tennis major final,
right? Yeah,
you have to go
true.
There.
Well, this was the week before, so it wasn't. It wasn't Wimbledon final. It was probably quarters or something.
Okay,
but I booked it.
Was it good again?
I booked it like 6 weeks in advance, and it was so good. We ordered way too much food, but she was blown away by it. And I did ask, I said, you know, have you guys had people coming in here from Dallas saying that they heard about it on a radio show from Dallas? And she was like, yeah, I mean, I guess so. And I was like, well, I'm on that show. I don't, you know, yeah. I just wanted to say
hi.
Can
I have a free omelet?
And she was like, oh, okay, great.
That's awesome.
And then go sit down, sir.
Yeah.
I'll get you.
Finish your meal.
Manager
comes over. Are you harassing one of our waitresses?
The crab omelet and banana bourbon French toast.
Yeah, I did not do crab omelet. I think I did. I did the caprese omelet with prosciutto.
You can't lose.
It was wonderful.
It's all good.
But we also did the side order of the banana bourbon French toast. Had to,
man.
So yes, the next day I rent a car, and it's about a 2.5 hour drive to our final destination, which was Provincetown. So if you are not familiar with Cape Cod.
Weather, by the way, in Boston?
A little bit rainy.
Okay.
But not bad.
Not hot or anything.
No, it was probably high 80s, low 90s at the hottest. I mean, when we were walking.
You could feel it.
When we were walking the Freedom Trail, we were definitely sweating. But if you're not familiar with Cape Cod, so if you imagine Massachusetts and the Hook at the bottom, so Boston is kind of on the coast to the north. And then if you go south and then you curve all the way around to the end of the Hook, to the end of Cape Cod, that's where Provincetown is. The locals call it P-Town.
Okay.
And that's where we were staying. And
that's way out there.
Yeah. And then beneath Cape Cod, that's where Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket are. Those are islands. And so you can take ferries there, but we just didn't have enough time to do all that stuff.
And are those both really fancy?
Yeah. Yeah, Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket are definitely fancy, but on kind
Keep
the
of the off.
Yeah, on the Cape you have Hyannis.
Yeah.
That's where the Kennedys are from. You have Chatham, you have Wellfleet, and then you have P-Town. And so we stayed at P-Town, which is maybe 20.
You didn't stay with Taylor and at their house?
No, because they don't have AC. And that's a deal breaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we did go over to their house a few times and hang out, but there's no way.
Sounds a lot cheaper.
There's no way we could sleep there. And my wife was paying. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she made this happen. So points to her, points to her. But Wellfleet is maybe 20 minutes from P-Town. And Wellfleet is smaller than P-Town. P-Town reminds me kind of, a little bit in a way of Key West. It's much smaller, but it has a main drag of tons of shops and restaurants and bars, and it's incredibly gay.
Oh, okay. So is that where the pictures came from?
Yes. Yeah. So that was taken from one of the restaurants looking out into the harbor, and I sent you guys a picture of somebody's boat that was tied off on a buoy out in the harbor, and they had a giant rainbow flag off the back of the boat.
Right. We told Dave he needed to bang that boat.
Yeah. So the thing about P-Town is that it is incredibly gay. A lot of drag shows, you know, a lot of rainbow flags everywhere. And it also has Portuguese heritage. As do I. So that was the joke, is that I should feel totally at home.
Yeah.
Because.
Did you?
I'm Portuguese and gay.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the deal. I don't know what's going on. You know, one, I don't know what I'm doing with my hair. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of trying to grow it out, but it's not really working. And in the humidity, because you're on the coast and it rains every day. You know, it's a different kind of beach vacation. You're not out. It's not, you know, sun soaked.
95.
Yeah.
And
It's more like you're going to restaurant. And, you know, if you wanted to hike or kayak or, you know, do that kind of thing, you could, but we didn't have tons of time and we just wanted to eat tons of good food.
Yeah.
and, you know,
should be the goal in every vacation.
Lobster and oysters and all of the fresh seafood that you could imagine. And so my hair was getting really like wavy, curly, and I looked terrible. And I feel like I am officially in my midlife crisis because I've lost it to the point where it's been at least a decade before a girl would look at me.
Yeah.
Like that door was shut a long time ago. Like random girl does not check me out. Random girl does not chat me up if I'm alone at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, that ship has sailed. But now I'm to the point where gays don't even look at me.
Oh, Dave.
And when I was lamenting that fact to my wife and our friends, they're like, well, you know, we need to schedule it different next time because next week, this week, is Bear Week in P-Town.
What does that mean?
You know, gay bears.
Yeah, like, but I mean, there's an official week?
Yeah, it's an official week where all the bears converge on P-Town, all of the husky, hairy gays. They party in P-Town this week.
You definitely
and I missed it. I missed it by a week.
You could have scored one of those guys.
Yeah.
They would have looked at you.
two things to touch on before we wrap it up. One is because there are so many gays, there was a moment where Taylor and I, we were outside a shop and the girls were in there buying souvenirs, sweatshirts or whatever. And so we were out on the sidewalk with Wells, and I think maybe Wells was sleeping, and so I was going to take a picture of Wells and send it to my daughter. And so this woman comes up and she says, oh, do you want me to get a picture with all three of you? She thought Wells was Taylor and my gaby.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Gaby.
That's not what they're called, Dave.
And I was like, no, our wives are inside.
Yeah.
We have chicks.
You know, I just banged one of them this morning.
Super hot.
Just to let you know. Yeah, I'm so horny for girls right now.
But the highlight to me of the entire trip was there's a place. It's not in Wellfleet. It's kind of on the other side of the Cape from Wellfleet. It's the shirt I'm wearing. It's called the Beachcomber.
Yeah.
And so it's a very famous restaurant slash bar slash beach club. They have a white sandy beach that is a huge drop off. Like you have to hike down and the hike back up, especially if you're carrying crap, brutal. Which we weren't. Oh my God. It's so brutal. You know, I mean, there's people carrying chairs and coolers. I'm like, how I would die. I was just carrying a baby or a gaby. but the Beachcomber, it's great because, you know, they have all of the frozen drinks, you know, when you're, even though it's not a typical beach vacation, like, you know, hot tropical beach, you have the Mai Tais, you have the pina coladas, the margaritas, the mudslides, all of those things. I gained like 10 pounds in the week because of all of the alcohol and food
sugar,
that we ate.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about Beachcomber is that it's also a live music venue and that they do get random big acts to come in there. Like, they've had Weezer play there.
Oh, wow. How big is it?
I mean, it's like, if you took all the tables out, cause we actually, the table that we sat at was on the stage. So if they clear everything out, it would probably be, I don't know, about the size of Club Dada or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not big, but like Ween has played there. Bob Mould has played there, and Rhett Miller and the Old 97s. Rhett has played solo, and the Old 97s have played there all together.
Fun.
Yeah. So
I'm looking at the picture now. Yeah, you just parked. The parking lot's right on the beach.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's so awesome. I mean, I cannot recommend it highly enough. You do have to hoof it to get there. You have to rent a car, and you have to kind of know where you're going. But man, it was so much fun, and it's one of those things where we're not going to make it an annual tradition like they are because we don't have the free place to stay.
Yeah.
But definitely want to go back and definitely want to bring the daughter next time because
look at those oysters.
The seafood is incredible. Oh my God, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh,
so good.
Good trip, man.
Yeah. A lot of fun and so much thanks to my wife for being my sugar mama on this particular trip. And, you know, I was trying to do my fair share and picking up tabs. And, you know, when vacation is over, when you have gotten so fat and your bank account is so empty, you're like, I can't do it anymore.
That's it.
We came home at the perfect time.
We have to go home.
Yeah, now.
We're done.
All right, good stuff, Dave Land.
The ticket.
So I wanted to follow up on Dave Land yesterday. Dave Land, if you missed it yesterday, was the recap of my Massachusetts vacation. We went to Boston and Cape Cod.
Elite. It was an elite vacation.
Yes. We went to Wellfleet and Provincetown. If you've ever had oysters, you know Wellfleet oysters.
That's, oh.
You know, they're very famous for the oysters.
What a delight.
But our first stop was in Boston, and there were two things that I forgot to mention yesterday that, you know, because my wife listened to the segment. And she thought I did a pretty good job recapping.
She had some notes when you got home.
But she had some notes.
So ashamed of you.
And so the first thing is we've documented, well documented on this show, the magical North Street Grill.
Yes.
The best brunch in America.
Maybe in the world.
Maybe in the world, even though you've never experienced it firsthand.
Very. Very few cases of stolen valor worse than this one, so just back away.
And
war child.
And we've had plenty of P1s that have either been there before or have planned to go there on our recommendation. And
yes,
the main thing is we tell everyone, because Bob and I experienced this, and then I had it again this past trip, the banana bourbon French toast.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
So freaking good. So I want to add another must order.
Okay.
Which I forgot because I kind of glossed over it. That, yeah, it was great. We had a great time. But the one thing that my wife ordered that we enjoyed and was life-changing, very similar to the banana bourbon French toast, was life-changing. The corned beef hash.
See, I saw this last night online.
What is hash?
It's corned beef and potatoes.
You don't know.
And maybe onions and peppers.
I know what hash is.
Not that kind of hash, Corby.
Yeah.
Can I just say there are a few things from my childhood that I'm positive my parents got it out of a can.
Yeah.
But it was hash. And I can't even tell you, was that the main course, or was that a side item to whatever? Whatever we were having at my house, I learned at an early age that hash is awful.
Yeah. Put out of your mind any hash experience you have had in the food variety of hashes.
Is hash a very Midwestern, Northeastern thing? Because I don't think it makes its way around the South or the West.
I mean, you can go to any brunch place around here, and I'm sure they will have a corned beef hash on the menu. But I never order it because generally it's mostly potatoes and a little bit of corned beef, and it's mushy and gross. This corned beef hash, I swear, the ratio was like 60-40 meat to potatoes. Like, there was so much corned beef in this thing.
And they made like a Game of Thrones dish.
They make the corned beef there at the North Street Grill. And the way they fry it up, you know, it's on the flat top, and it was so perfectly crispy all the way through on all sides. It was heaven on earth.
Yeah, I'm willing to try it. You guys are very reliable in your food takes, but I just looking back at my childhood, everything came in a can. So every version of vegetables was the very worst version it could be.
Yep.
And
like the Del Monte French cut green beans.
Dude, like the mixed vegetables.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
I can
feel lima beans.
I can feel the gag
reflex. A can of lima beans.
And also the beets. Dude, whenever she reached for the can of beets.
And then like, she would just microwave it.
Oh, gosh. It gives you such a screwed up version of what vegetables can actually taste like.
Right.
And hash was also on the list, though. And it always seemed like it got pushed to the back of the cabinet, but we're really low on food. So let's grab the hash and see what that's got tonight. And you're just like, as a kid, you're like, first of all, you're at one of these houses where they need you to clean your plate. And second, they're going to open up a can that looks like cat food.
Yeah.
And it's just awful.
Okay. So just remember, if you go to North Street Grill, banana bourbon French toast, and corned beef hash. And then whatever else you decide to order to add to that, but those are the must-haves for the table.
Got it.
That's like sharing items.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I forgot is the first night we were there, we got there on Saturday night, we check into our hotel, and then we walked across town to the Beacon Hill neighborhood because a friend of my wife lives there and recommended an Italian restaurant in that neighborhood. And so we go to this Italian restaurant, and it was a fine meal. It was okay. But the highlight of the meal is that Wells, our 18-month-old son, starts making eyes at another baby.
Oh, no.
And they end up meeting, and it turns out to be
hands?
It turns out to be a 10-month-old baby girl there with her parents on vacation.
So Wells is a little older.
Yeah, he's 18 months and 10 months.
Yeah.
So he likes him young, like dad. And
somehow this is gross, but it's not.
See, here's a photo of the two of them together. We had a photo shoot of the two of them.
Whoa, that kid can stand up at 10 months?
Yeah.
Dude, that is way ahead of the game.
Yeah. She already had her ears pierced and everything. And so.
Nose.
No, she didn't have a nose piercing.
Belly button.
And so Wells was really smitten with her, and you know, you can see he's kind of like being shy.
Has he ever acted that way around anyone?
Not really. And so turns out we start talking to the parents, and dad speaks pretty good English. Mom barely speaks any English. They're visiting from Argentina.
Oh.
So she's very exotic.
Yes.
Claro que sí.
And her name is Clara. Wells' older sister. And so we're like, oh, this is such fate. You know, this is his future bride. They're going to reconnect at some point in their future lives. And who knows where their lives will take them, but they are destined to be together.
And this picture will be amazing at the wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they were extremely sweet. They were on like a 6-week vacation. They had already been to New York.
How do they do this? This is European vacation stuff.
Yeah. They had been to New York. They were in Boston.
Do they all have morning radio shows?
No. Oh. They were going to do like Washington, D.C., and then they were going to go down to Miami. I mean, they had this whole Eastern Seaboard thing going on. But the crazy thing is we say goodbye to them. I think my wife and the husband exchange Instagram handles so we can follow each other's babies.
Yeah.
And
Wells got the digits.
Yeah. Wells got, you know, her pacifier as a memento.
Wears it around his neck.
Yeah. But then, so we just thought, well, that's the last we'll ever see of them. We saw them two more times
The
next like 18 hours.
Wow.
We ran into them the next morning out on a walk, and then we ran into them the next night as we were going to dinner. They were like leaving dinner as we were going to this place. So I think it is kismet that Wells did totally meet his future bride.
Incredible.
I mean,
Argentinian too.
I know.
Exotic.
Cool. Very, very cool. So give up the goods.
Then you can claim Messi.
How's mom?
Mom's pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay. Because there's, you know, that's a good way to tell.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it,
you know. She wasn't swagra. That's what you're asking.
Is it? Oh man.
Anyway.
All right. Anyway. That's awesome. I'm good. That's great. Great follow up on your trip.
Yeah. I will, I'll tweet out one of the meet cute photos.
Yes.
At Old Waver on Twitter.
Indeed.